Congratulations to long snapper John Kondo, who received the Commitment to Excellence Award prior to kickoff last Sunday. Since 1966, a Raiders player has been recognized by his teammates as the player who best exemplifies the pride, poise, and spirit of the Oakland Raiders. Welcome back to the show. Now we get you ready for the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte this Sunday. This is a good team that destroyed San Diego in San Diego last Sunday, and they beat the Atlanta Falcons earlier this season. They're led by Cam Newton, who's already passed Dan Marino and is tracking Peyton Manning to become the quarterback with the most passing yards after two full seasons in the NFL. And he's also the leading rusher for the Panthers. He is so dangerous with the read option. He's got a cannon for an arm, and he's big. And the Raiders have to gang tackle him and make sure they contain him in the pocket. And for the Raiders on offense, they got to pass protect. Greg Hardy and Charles Johnson have combined for more than 20 sacks this season. So this defense is balanced. They pin their ears back and they come after the quarterback. I expect the Raiders to prove to Dennis Allen that they can be consistent. Coach Allen spent the whole week preaching that point. Win a game, that's great. A rivalry game against Kansas City, a shutout, build on it. Be consistent and then win back-to-back games. Get that offensive line going. Establish the run so Carson Palmer can throw deep downfield. I expect the Raiders to step up in this game. Why not? This is a challenge because what Cam Newton did to San Diego last Sunday. This is the 2-Minute Drill.
You got to come out fast. They're a team that scores fast and has struggled late, so we need to match their intensity early. We need to come out of the gates firing.
Cam Newton is a dual threat, man. He can throw the ball pretty well, runs the ball pretty well. He's leading the team in rushing.
You got to worry about him in the passing game, just scrambling around and keeping the play alive. They use him in a lot of different ways in the running game also. So he presents some unique challenges.
It's definitely tough, like I said, with that run pass, you know, element. Like I said, you can have great coverage, and then all of a sudden he scrambles and breaks out, and so then, like I said, you got to find your coverage all over again. So it's definitely tough on us, but that's, you know, hopefully get a great pass rush, and like I said, they'll contain him.
As a defensive line, especially when you're talking about pass rush and the overall how you're going to get after them, I think it's always important to be on the same page. You can't be out of your rush lanes. At the end of the day, also, you got to play ball too, because if you're so concerned about what he's going to do, then it takes you out of your game. So I think mentally and physically, we just got to be in sync and just go get them for four quarters.
They got a lot of other players too that are tough. I mean, they're running backs. Do a nice job. The tight ends is a nice receiving threat, speed threat down the field. And then they got some explosive weapons on the outside, too. So this is a challenging offense that we're facing.
When you look at that tape, you know, you have to look at their front seven, those guys out there flying around and making plays. So that's one thing that we have to worry about, you know, just being prepared and being aware of what those guys doing.
They don't bring a whole lot of pressure to the front four. They can really get off the quarterback. Those two guys on the edges account for about 21 or 22 of their sacks. So they could bring the heat. And they have a lot of good pass rushers. And the middle linebacker, the rookie, is playing well for him.
He's all over the place. Really good football player. He's instinctive. He's fast. He's athletic. And he plays extremely hard.
I think he's second or third in the league in tackles. And to have those kind of statistics as a rookie is something you don't see.
They're just a good defense. And they rally to the ball fast, very athletic, very instinctive. And we got to go out there and execute against them.
They're trying to finish on a high note, and so are we. Despite whatever the record is, you can never underestimate your opponents.